You know, really what's happening with the, why you were first at the camp?
Yeah, originally it was St Paul's. It was Armistice Day. I was just coming down to London for lunch with my girlfriend at the time. And I saw all of these massive, beautiful poppies just spread all over from St Paul's. And I thought, well, what's that about? Because I may as well speak to a couple of people. And then sat in the Tent City University at St Paul's. And it just blew my mind out because I was so right-wing and so middle-class Tory kind of person. To get a perspective of loads of other views was really educating. And then, yeah, as I say, I got made redundant on January the 4th. So I thought, what a better place to go for. And I intended to stay for a week. And because of the way that the St Paul's eviction happened, we had to go and occupy the Bournemouth University because of certain presidents and judges, which was good fun for 3.5 weeks after St Paul's, and then came back here to support the longest Occupy movement in the world currently, which it is.
And how do you feel about Islington Council evicting you this week?
It's a bit yin and yang, really. I can understand why they're doing it, but I might get in trouble for repeating stuff that got said at the course of justice, but they said it's because the members of public have a right to walk freely on open land, which to me meant, hold on, so I'm an English citizen, I was born in England, and I now do not count as a person or as a member of the public. So I think that they've got that viewpoint kind of wrong. We could have done a much better job. And obviously they were prepared to put up with us for 7 months and gave us every single opportunity in order to turn it into a proper eco-village. And it just got destroyed by the alcoholics and the homeless.
Great, Alex, thank you very much.
You're welcome.